Shalom to all. Today we're with Zechas Kalim, Parakid Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is bringing learned B'schos Aser Basra Achol. Sheishu B'zecher Fine Receiving Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. Now the first mission of the Parakid, we had learned that we have a metal kli that became tameh. When it gets broken, it loses sin of tameh. But then, if it was remade either into the same kli or even into a different kli, it once again gets its old din of tameh. Now technically means that any time a person is going to be making a kli out of a piece of metal, he has to have a fear, a worry, chashash that perhaps this metal that he's using right now actually used to be part of a kli that was tameh, and now that he's making it into a new kli, this new kli that he made is tameh as well. So here the Mishnah gives us a number of situations where we do not have to be fearful of that, and we could be 100% certain that the metal that's being used to make this kli is not tameh whatsoever. So that's the Mishnah tells us, ha'isa kelim min ha'eshes, if a person made kelim from eshes, which is a block of iron, translated as iron ore, meaning that's the original iron and was never used to make a kli at all, or min ha'charada, from a piece of metal that was also never used to make a kli before, it's like the original sheet metal, or from the metal rim that goes around a wheel, or from a piece of sheet metal, or from metal that was used as a coating or a plating for something else, mikane kelim, from the base of a kli, meaning a kli had a metal base, and that metal base is being used to now make other kelim, or may agne kelim, or from the rim of a kli, then that rim was made out of metal, or may azne kelim, from the handle of a kli that was chopped off, or from little metal pieces that were cut off a different kli as it was being made, or from shavings. This is also as a metal kli is being smoothed down. Certain shavings were shaved off. Tahirin, all these new kelim are being made are tahar because there's no chashash that the metal that was used to make those kelim came from other kelim. Rabbi Yechim Nuri Eimer, he says, even from cut up pieces of a metal kli, that's because he holds that even if you have a regular tamei metal kli, if it was broken into a bunch of little pieces, not just that a hole was made in it, that now it's not usable for its original use. That would be the standard way to do it. Rather, the person took it and broken into tons of little pieces, so that already loses its din of tumah, and even if that metal is used to make another kli, it doesn't regain its original din of tumah. However, the din is not like Rabbi Yechim Nuri. Continuing on to a different grouping, let's say Meshivrei Kelim, he makes Kelim from pieces of broken Kelim, Min Agrutim, or from Kelim that had fallen apart because they were constantly being used, so they just got worn down and fell apart, or Umin Hamasmeirois, from nails, Sheyadua Shenasumi Kelim, that it's known that those nails were made from Kelim originally, even though a nail itself is not able to be Mekabel tumah, but it's known that this nail was made originally from a kli, and now you're melting down these nails to make a kli. So in all these situations, tamein, the new kli that was made is tamei because it clearly came from metal that used to be a kli. And again, we have to have a chashash that that kli was tamei. However, if the kli is being made from nails and it's unsure what those nails are made out of, so Beisham Metamin, Beisil Metarin, Beisham says that that kli that you're making out of those nails is tamei, whereas Beisil says we don't have to be chashash, and therefore this new kli is tahar. On to Mishnah Dalid, Barzel tamei Shablali and Barzel tahar. Yeah, tamei iron that was mixed with tahar iron, so im rav mina tameh, tameh, vim rav mina tahar, tahar. If the majority of the iron here is tameh, so the kli is tameh, if the majority is tahar, so it's tahar. Mechzel mechzav, it's 50-50, tameh, we have to say it's tameh, we're machmir, and mechimna chalamu mina glalim, same thing from chalam and glalim, chalala is a type of clay, and glalim is animal dung. We know that clay, kalim, that's earthenware kalim, they're able to be mekabel tumah, whereas clay, glalim, that which is made out of dung, is not even mekabel tumah, so it would be the same thing. If the majority is clay, so it could be mekabel tumah, if the majority is glalim, so it can't be mekabel tumah. On to another discussion, kloistra, this is the knob of the door stopper that we had. Remember 2 mishnahs ago, we had a neger, which is that door stopper, that's the peg, which is placed inside a hole in the floor, preventing the door from being opened. So let's say it had a kloistra on top of it, which is a ball, tameo, now this thing could be makabel tumah, that's because it could be used as a spice crusher. If you take it out of the floor and you turn it around, so now you see that you have a handle, that's the long peg part, and then you have a ball at the end, which could be used to crush spices. So let's say it would be makabel tumah. However, umetsupa, if it's made out of wood, but it's just covered with metal, tahira, since not makabel tumah. Another din, hapin vahaporna tamein. This has to do with a lock, and pin is actually that very same word in English, P-I-N. The lock has pins, and the porna is the bolt. That's what goes into the hole in the door frame that prevents the door from being opened. So if you have a picture of Mishnayos, you'll see some really cool pictures describing how exactly this olden day lock worked with the pins and the bolt. The bottom line is that this pin and bolt from the lock is able to be makabel tumah. Now, once we mention this kloistra, this peg that has the ball on top, is there to prevent the door from opening. So we're going to have another din regarding it. This has to do with Shabbos, nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. That's what the Mishnah says. Va'kloistra, Rabbi Shua says, Shemtim Pesach Zev, V'tel B'chavir B'Shabbos. He could slip it out of this entranceway and put it in a different one on Shabbos. He's not allowed to actually pick it up with his hands and move it because it's not considered a kli. Therefore, he has to do abnormal tiltal, meaning move it in a non-standard way. So that's why the Lashon is being used as Shemta. He slips it out. He basically pulls it by the string or cord that's attached to it, drags it across across the floor and then puts it into a different door, and that's fine. However, Rav Tarfon says that no, this kli straw is like a regular kli, umetaltelis, it's allowed to be carried, no problem. Bechatzer, it's only allowed to be done in the chatzer, he can't carry it outside in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but he's allowed to carry it around freely because it's 100% considered a kli. We're going to stop it for the day. I picked up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Vav, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.